Hi, everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm eating a tiny Reese's cup. Ooh, pass me a tiny Reese's. That it's that time of the week.
If I was a Roman god, I would have people feed these to me.
Mm-hmm. Like instead grapes. Yeah. These are literally empty.
If
empty.
Guess.
Empty.
If
so good.
Someone from the Roman Empire tried this, his head would explode.
Oh my god, I always think about
They'd
that.
They'd be like, is that a fig?
This fig is so sweet. It would burn their tongue off, I think. Because we're used to it. We were eating Pop-Tarts in the womb. But a Greek or a Roman person, it would bust their nuts open. Imagine showing like a colonial person an iPhone. They would cream.
Well, when they first showed people like movies, like in the theater,
they choked on lemon heads.
Yeah, they, exactly.
They choked
in 19.
That's a reference to last week, or shall I say, 10 minutes ago, since we're recording two episodes.
Don't
back
reveal
to
our
back.
Secrets.
Oh, sorry, showbiz.
You never revealed the magician's magic.
Listen, they're gonna find out either way, because Stuart has the same pimple. No, you said not me. You said it, not me.
Sabotage.
You said it, not me. That's why I thought I could say it.
There's no HR here.
It'd be your own man's. It'd really be your own man's.
Be your own people.
You guys are here. That song by Tiana Taylor.
What? Sing it.
It be the ones you trust in you. It be the ones you love them too.
That milk chocolate in your throat, sis.
No. Sorry, I was doing some R&B for a second. Okay, anyway, we got some dates coming up. We will be at Syracuse Funny Bone February 16th. I think Atlanta is also coming up this week. I can't remember when recording. Atlanta 211, March 1st, Zany Chicago. March 3rd through 5th, Grand Rapids. April, Moon Tower Comedy Festival. And I am joined by my closest gals, my talkies, if you will, Ashlyn Salzano and Stuart Fullerton.
Hey. Grand Rapids not been me in years, honey. I'm dry as a bone.
I have a hard time getting wet.
I don't. If it hits right, but yeah. It has been hitting. Right?
In my head, I have to be like, get wet.
Oh, that's why you're having a hard time.
That's worse.
I'm literally a man.
Release your inhibitions.
Feel the rain on your lips. Feel the cock in your vent.
No one else can feel it for
you. That's not the
words,
shit. I thought that was a second verse.
I think that's the remix. The Hot 97 remix.
Only you can peg a man. No one else
can feel the cum on your lips. On your lips. Ew, cum is disgusting.
Swallow.
Can you believe cum? It comes out, hits you, and it's like hot and then cold.
And none of these motherfuckers are eating pineapple.
No.
Like they said they want a cosmopolitan.
No, they're eating Shake Shack on a weekday while it's light out.
They're eating Dos Toros.
They're eating Dos Toros with sour cream,
crunchy,
with cheese.
Crunchy wraps.
Sugar fish out here.
As we have Takis, crab chips, Cheez-Its, Reese's on the fucking... My vag probably tastes like shit right now, but I ain't the one swallowing it.
Your vag is spicy. Spicy.
That's none of my business.
I got Taki sauce on it. So, and joining us today from the armchair, the host or the producer. The producer, but we don't want to lose her. It's Caroline Matzy.
Hey.
What's going on, Caroline?
Nothing.
Feeling good, feeling flirty.
Gorgeous.
Feeling gorgeous, per usual. Before we even start the podcast, we have a sponsor. And we might have just had some of their chocolate. Yeah. That was me. Sorry. And it was not from Coke Zero, but... Ounce of Hope, go to ounceofhope.com for 20% off delicious edibles and flour. That'll get you higher than a kite on a spring day, as I am right now. We had some chocolate before the pot and it was divine. Their gummies are the best gummies I ever had.
Yeah,
they go down easy. I've had some bad weed gummies and they taste like cum.
Yeah.
Cum of a man who eats DiGiorno's. So
I mean, I wish, you know, they taste worse than that.
Right. Anyway, let's get into our topics for today. There's a debate going on in Germany about women's only parking lots and sections of parking garages that are women's. We don't have that. We never have that in America. They have handicapped 2 spots, tops, at a fucking amusement park. 2 stops.
I'm pissed when there's a spot for a pregnant person. I'm like, they chose.
Yes. Yeah. Or even extra spots for carpoolers. I'm like, I should get a good spot because I fucking pay for my own car and I don't have to carpool. I'm not poor.
Because I'm not dependent on others. Yeah. I don't need 40 people in my car just to make me get through my drive.
Life is hard for independent people.
Also, I'm drinking and driving, and I don't want to put anyone at risk.
Exactly. Thank you for thinking of others. And you can't do that. You can't do that in a socialist society.
Thank
so,
you.
What we're trying to say is Germany has been debating about why do we, in the first place, they're saying, so the women's only parking lot came originally from safety issues, but there haven't been that many attacks lately. And also, like, they're very well lit. It's just, like, a nicer place than here. I don't like being in parking garages myself. I find them scary.
First, they start with the women. And yeah. They come for the Jews.
And then the Italians.
It's giving Germany. It's giving German.
But the Germans are saying, do we need this? Lately, what's happened with the women's only parking lots, they started as a safety initiative. But in Germany, they're actually bigger and wider because women are bad at driving.
Yeah, that's so condescending.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, thank you.
I know. Yeah.
They hit
bumpers,
a variety of cars
like,
in Germany.
Come on, ladies, bumper cars.
Bumper cars. That's literally what it is. But they're debating. If I'm a woman, I wouldn't. This is like we all argue against what helps us. We argue against splitting the having him pay for it. Now I have to split the bill. Now I don't have a parking spot.
I know. It's like that doctor we talked about that like said like we're not allowed to say. What was she not allowed to say? Like pussy anymore?
Oh, yeah.
It's no. It's like
she said something about there was the word for vagina in the old texts of the medical studies was
negative, right?
Yeah. Negative connotation.
It was like shameful or like loser.
It's like, ladies, just chill.
Gay.
Just
chill.
Yeah. So there's a debate going on there. We can talk about that later. Only one of us has a car. So
all of us have a car when I'm around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my driver's here.
If you're a car, I'm a car, baby. I broke up with my car.
I know, me too. But my car was annoying because my car made me repark it every morning because I don't have a job. Yeah, I do, bitch. Yeah. I fucking make TikToks
my
once a day.
My car didn't want to try anything new in bed. It's
fine. My car called his mom a lot. So done.
My car wanted to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and not pay the dancers.
My car wanted to go to a wedding in Philly every weekend. Okay, listen.
My car was 36.
My car had a drinking problem. My car didn't work hard enough. Continue.
My car told me I had a drinking problem. So literally one night he was like, "Do you need to go to AA?" I was like, "Come on,
not what you want to hear.
On.
Especially if you're drinking."
That's what I knew. We're done here. Well, no, he said it the next morning.
Oh, not even. You want
my hangover? I just had four bagels and I hate myself.
Literally.
Do you need to go? No, I don't need to go AA, but I need to go away.
Yeah.
My car said I couldn't vape in the house.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. All of a sudden, my car is my landlord. So we're going to talk about that later. And this is a very women-oriented podcast episode because we're going down to Charlestown, Boston, near the Boston area, Charlestown. Yeah. I don't know why I had such a hard time saying that. Where high school moms gathered on a football field to scream.
Love
to
it.
To scream. And they were saying it feels so good to get with vaccines not being available for our children.
Oh, right.
School's closing. Oh, school's not closing. We don't know what to believe in.
This has such wine mom energy. I'm obsessed.
This has such wine mom zannies.
It has like suburban soccer mom.
Like Range Rovers.
Me watching their video made me want to go scream on a football field. They're not even good screams. Like when I scream, the light bulbs will break.
Yeah.
I didn't hear one banshee there. And that's what we should sound.
They're faking it.
Yeah. A banshee.
This is like their orgasms.
Do they not have pillows at home? I know. That's what I said.
Or alcohol.
I know.
That's what I'm. Also,
maybe the liquor store was closed.
Maybe. Yeah.
These are Charleston moms. They
no, it's Charlestown near Boston.
Yeah, it's not Charles. I kept thinking it was
Charleston. They're in school. They're in school. They don't.
Like,
they don't.
I'm like,
care.
Those women are like, honey, can I go? And he's like, no, you gotta cook dinner. She's like, that's fine.
All right, I can't come. Dale said I have to stay in. No problem. So did Mike.
Yeah, Charleston moms are out there getting hot.
Yeah, all the kids are in school because people don't close schools down there.
That's so true.
And then finally, there's a Jezebel article out about a woman who laments getting rid of her Southern accent.
Mm. You heard it here first.
It was
me, y'all.
Stuart Fullerton.
I got rid of my Southern accent. Regret it to this day.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll talk about that later. The article was actually kind of boring, but
it was very I'm like, okay, Tennessee Williams.
No, I was like, what is this, 2014? Like,
literally,
we don't do long form articles
she
anymore.
She was like, the sounds, my papa with the sweet tea, click, clack,
and with
on the front porch. I'm like, okay, you are not my
Angelou. And where the crawdad, sing is where my daddy says that I can have a boysenberry pie.
And
with a hot glass of
tea.
I'm like, real Southerners eat Sonic at McDonald's. Like, they're not, out here being like, the peach cobbler was steaming on the pie stove as I watched my grandma churn butter.
Some blackbirds appeared in my dream, and I think that meant my mom was watching from Mama's a high place.
Mama was a ladybug.
Mama always said in another life she'd be a ladybug.
Daddy was a Scrimshaw. I don't even know what that means.
No, they literally eat Cracker Barrel and Popeyes.
Yeah,
and
if you're a real Southerner, you fucking go to the Dairy Queen.
You go to Bojangles. So yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. I don't think I have an accent, but then people tell me I do. So,
and then you say flawa.
Hey, what do you mean I have an accent?
And then you go,
I'm from Buffalo.
But let's get into our first segment, which is called Let's Sync Up. Okay, so we always start the pod with one question.
To get us all connected.
To get us all on the Wi-Fi. We're on the same Bluetooth. And today's question, to get us all floating together, involves... Okay, so these bitches are screaming on a football field. If you were screaming, what's your biggest problem right now? If you like had to scream something out. We can scream together at the end, politely.
Okay. Wake up.
One...
Did you fall asleep?
Yeah, you fell asleep. Too many talkies.
I'm literally a grandpa. I'm like,
I know. Oh, you ate three talkies and you're like,
I'm resting.
I wasn't sleeping. My eyes were resting. No, I thought you were going to go first.
You go first.
I always go first.
Okay,
go first. I'll go first.
I want to scream about Stuart not going first.
Oh, okay, that's
when she always goes first.
I do always go first.
Oh,
but I will go first. Well, okay, I am so fucking sick of how cold it is. It is too cold.
Yeah,
it is freezing. It was 18 degrees today. I was fucking miserable all day, and for some reason, I feel like I am colder than other people because I am fucking dressed to the nines. I've got the leggings. I've got the jeans. I've got the shirt. I got the heat tech. I got the sweatshirt. I got the thick boots, thick socks, hat, scarf, mask. And a huge coat that's pretty much like a Canada Goose, and I'm still freezing.
But it's
and
not.
And these bitches are walking through. I saw girls walking through Soho, little Gucci slides, sweatpants, like not even a zip up coat.
Were they
like
from
they're
Boston?
Probably walking around their own neighborhood. I feel like when you're walking around your own neighborhood, you can kind of pop over stuff.
But are you still not freezing?
They are, but they know they're going to be inside soon.
But right.
When I'm walking around,
you're also a Southern woman. You have to think about that.
My blood is fucking cold. I'm cold all the time.
She's
my new
iguana.
Apartment, I can never get warm. I need to have like 35 space heaters on me at all times. It gets worse every year. I'll never forget. I moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, and the first year I was there, I heard someone from Utah go, "Oh, it's so cold." And I remember thinking, I'm never going to get used to the cold.
That's scream-worthy.
I'm so upset that it's cold. And I have such horrible seasonal depression. Luckily, my coworker said that his ex gave him
herpes.
His ex gave him herpes, but he said, "My ex gave me a seasonal depression lamp and it has bad karma, so I'm going to give it to you." And I was like, "I'll take the bad karma."
Okay. Does that work?
I need...
I had one last year.
A happy
it was
lamp?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting one
from
my coworker.
It was very warm.
Because I'm so miserable all the time. I'm fat in the winter because I can't walk around and buzz around and do my little things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to walk outside. I don't want to work out. I don't want to do anything. I just want to like eat soup and eat food. And I'm freezing all the time and I'm angry.
Yeah. I'm also cold all the time. I think I blocked it out though.
I'm freezing. There are some times where I'm just like walking around. I'm like, it's so fucking cold. It's so fucking cold. Mad. That's all I can say.
As I'm walking, I'm like, it's cold. It's cold. It's it's really cold. Holy shit, it's cold.
It just really hits hard.
I can't distract myself.
Yeah.
Even now I'm cold. I'm freezing.
You know what's
I'm chilly,
problem is that there's no fall anymore, right? So we don't get like...
I think we do have a fall this year.
No.
We had a pretty...
like a summer.
Comparatively, I thought we had a lengthy one.
I didn't go to an apple orchard.
I didn't pick bumpkins.
I didn't get a blumpkin.
Bumpkins.
That's a good one to scream about. I support that.
I'm freezing.
And when I tell people I'm cold, they're like, "You're from Buffalo. How could you be cold?" It still hurts. It still fucking hurts.
I swear to God, every year I feel like New York is getting colder and colder, but it's because I'm getting older and older.
That's true. Your bones are weaker. Yeah, you stop drinking milk. You only drink almond milk. You got no fucking calcium in your body.
Yeah. I drink regular milk.
It's hard for me to drink water too in the winter because I get so cold.
I know. It's hard to stay hydrated. You're cold because you're not hydrated
exactly.
enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is my conversation. Oh, you're cold? Yeah. Are you from Arkansas? Yeah, it's not cold there. Oh, I thought it was, it's not Alaska. Oh, It's not cold in Arkansas? No, it's in the South. Arkansas is not in the South. It's the Midwest.
And then you have to look at a map.
About that. Nice. And then I want to scream about that and be like, Arkansas is in the South. Have you ever heard Bill Clinton speak?
It sounds like it's not in this. It sounds like a mountainous fucking place.
Yeah,
I think
it does.
Like, I think of like Appalachia.
I'm from Arkansas, but it's flat, right?
Arkansas? No, it's super hilly. Okay. We have like gorgeous rolling, like, but not like mountains, but like hills.
Yeah, hills. I like hills.
I love hills. It's a lot of outdoors in Arkansas. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we have a lot of hills in upstate New York as well.
And yet everyone's obese. Continue.
Okay, you go.
Other hills.
Let me scream about mine. Okay. I've been screaming about calendar management.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
I wish, and this brings us, there's going to be a weird science topic about this later, but
I wish
I could just say in my mind, tell blah, 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 I have to go on late. Hey, I'm going to be blah, blah, blah. Hey, that doesn't work anymore. Got a different day, like the back and forth of calendar shit.
Yeah.
I need an admin assistant, I think.
And people don't respond quickly.
No, so then when they do respond, you're like, I already forgot.
Yes. Oh, I hate that shit.
Or by the time they respond, they're like, just saw this, and you have like five different things going on at the time.
And you're like, or then you miss one and then you forget, and then it's like, oh, I feel horrible for you.
Sometimes I want to scream about that. Or just people like texting me that should be a phone call. You know how people are like, this should have been an email? This should have been a phone call. I'm not texting about this. Stop texting me about call me, because this could get done in 2 minutes. I'm like a boomer. I'm like, this could be done in 2 minutes, but instead I'm walking from Orange Theory, neck like this, fucking pulling up drop boxes and watching
while it's
stuff.
Fucking cold. Your hands are freezing.
I've gotten to the point where I can't even open messages or things because unless I'm sitting down at the books.
I need to start doing that and start some boundaries because I'm starting to scream a little bit.
No, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
You can let them wait.
I mean, if my situation's horrible, I can't even imagine how yours is.
It's horrible. I need, like, in finance, they have the admin assistants who are like, hi, I'd like to book a flight for Maddie.
That's I think Stuart is looking for a job.
I'll do it.
I pay an exposure like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. My cost is $80,000 with insurance.
With insurance.
And
free Maddie snacks. Doesn't even have insurance.
You're doing it with the snacks.
I know. This is like the break room.
Yeah, there you go.
Next week we'll add granola. We're doing a parfait day.
Yeah, I would love actually like a chocolate covered almond. But continue.
So that's mine. What about you, Ashlyn?
I can't seem to get enough sleep, and I really want to scream. I just like,
why are you waking up too early?
I'm like waking up too early, but like going to sleep too late, and then like waking up in the middle of the night. There's just like
your circadian rhythm is off.
My what?
It is your circadian rhythm.
What'd you call me?
that's your rap name, circadian rhythm.
I'm circadian rhythm, and
what does that mean?
It means your sleep cycle.
Sleep cycle is off.
So if you are kind of like, I went to bed at 3 a.m. and I woke up at 2, and then the next day you try to sleep again, you won't be able to sleep till 3 a.m. And if you go to bed a different time every night, your circadian rhythm is off. Mm. Ideally, you go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, according to health experts, but mine is also off.
Mine is so bad.
I don't
believe
that the cavemen did that.
I think they slept when they were
That's
dogs.
Why they died they when they were 15.
Fair.
Fair. 15 was a great year.
Fair.
Yeah, but you didn't peak yet.
15.
Yeah, that was at 16.
Yeah.
I peaked at 15.
You peaked like that 17. I can see you being a junior peak.
True.
Okay.
Okay.
High school
I can't get off your phone sleep. Before bed. I do think I'm not going to do this myself.
I think you're doing a lot of screen time.
That's probably
so much.
Yeah.
You have to not do screen time before bed. I mean, I do it too.
You guys know I have a job, right? I feel like you're always like video games. I'm like, yes, I also work on a computer.
No, I'm talking about just scrolling before bed.
You're playing Halo.
She always has to, you know,
you're
roast
playing
me.
Halo. But I do also forget that you have a job.
You're playing crazy taxi.
It's because your video game character doesn't want to go to sleep. And it's like, stay up.
I know.
This is not Sims. I wish, though. It'd be so easy to feed me.
You're too deep in the metaverse.
Yeah.
That your metaverse brain is saying,
I'm so fucking tired. Every day,
you
I'm
never
fucking
wake up.
Tired.
Do you want some mineral?
I would love some.
You want some Coke?
Yeah.
What's your morning and night routine?
It depends, honestly, because I am self-employed, so the hours are like right now. I'm finishing up a game, so I'm literally Monday.
A
I was
video
supposed
game.
To. A virtual game.
She almost just beat Pokemon 4.
And
she's on Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
Monday, I thought I wasn't going to be able to, I thought I was going to have the day off. I worked 9 hours.
Wow.
9 hours straight.
So you need to set a set schedule.
Yes,
wake up. And you have your shit together. You have a nice apartment with a person you love. You should have.
Your mom.
We're out here.
My mom.
Your mom. We're out here having to like drink some nights with people and not. You already have a stable relationship and a nice home and a warm bed.
You don't have to accidentally have anal like we do.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't got problems. Town,
like no, we know that, but listen, it's easier to build a routine, I think.
It's not, because wake then up. The routine, when you're in a relationship, routines feel stale.
Routine can be such dangerous.
Such a man.
It feels say, that Kate, such a man says the two girls that got single this year.
Last year,
wake
bitch.
Up and say, Kate, in the morning, we're going to wake up at this time, even though you're exhausted.
I'm obsessed with routine.
Wait, I hate routine.
I wish I could have a morning routine instead of just flailing out
no,
of bed.
No, you don't.
The
everybody wishes they do, but you don't.
I have one and I like it.
I wish.
What's
I
your morning routine?
What's your morning routine?
First, wake up. Second, press snooze. A little bit. It's a little treat. Then open all the windows, open all the curtains. Light coming in. Mm. I'd like to emphasize
light
that I recently light my sconces with my little lantern. Then I say my morning prayers. No, I don't say morning prayers. I do a little journaling in the morning. That helps.
Yeah.
Have my coffee. And then I start my work. Make my bed. I also make my bed.
Every morning?
Yeah, most of, unless I'm out.
Exactly.
You roll out of bed and go to Orange Theory.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I literally wake up. I wake up an hour and a half before Orange Theory.
Show
I do my little routine.
The receipts.
You see my fucking shit. Even if my bed is not fully made, I still try to make it just like throw
pull
the,
it up.
To like make it like. No. Yes. Oh, yeah, I do, bitch.
No.
Yeah, because my life is so. No, listen. My life is so chaotic when we go on the road that when I come back, I
you
need
to
get back into it and it feels really good.
I think you'll like a routine and then do a nighttime routine. Take a little
I
sleep.
I love
time
a morning.
Tea.
Me too.
Do a little. I use this little calm powder to go to sleep sometimes. Caroline gave me a Xanax recently.
My emergency Xanax.
I've never gotten a Xanax from Caroline recently,
you should.
I have like four or like three.
She's Fez from Euphoria. Yeah.
She's Ashtray. I'm Ashtray.
You are. You're Ashtray. He's always pulling his gun out. I'm like, yo, you gotta chill.
You're Cassie.
I don't know her, but is she hot?
I'm definitely Nate.
Isn't Sydney Sweeney?
No, you're Nate's dad.
Closeted.
Yeah. Is she crazy? I saw the one clip where she's like, I'm the happiest I've ever been.
She's crazy, but in a relatable way. You're like, I've been there.
Yeah.
For she's her, Maddie, not so much, but Cassie, you're like, I'm sorry.
She's like
Cassie.
Sweet and
yeah.
And she has a sister, a younger sister.
She's sweet,
she's
but
older,
she's
I thought
as well.
No, she's sweet, but she's also like a freak and like a bad. Like she's
like,
normal. She's a human, and she makes a lot of mistakes, but she's super sweet.
Well put.
I make a lot of mistakes.
And she's got big titties. When she had a big fucking nut, I was like, yo, that's them.
Everyone listening is like, Stuart does not look like Sydney Sweeney.
It's a mental thing.
I literally had to like Google their ages before I continued watching this.
You make sure they're old enough.
Yeah, literally.
It would never show.
No, Sydney Sweeney is fucking hot.
She's like perfect.
Oh my God.
Big tits, little arms. Yeah.
Oh, that's
your girl.
No, I know. She's my little girl. Rue is a body I want, and Sydney Sweeney is a body I want to touch. Yeah. What's your biggest problem, Caroline?
My biggest problem is controlling myself in terms of like snacks.
Oh yeah, they're
like,
so good though.
I can't.
Are you saying that just because we ate? Pile drive through.
Yeah.
Five
now
bags
I'm like,
of snacks.
Why did I just do that? I was working so hard all week long.
Yeah, but I feel like we're trapped in the cycle, like, and it just won't ever end, and I'm kind of happy with it.
Well, I'm on the bottom of the cycle right now where I hate myself.
I know,
the week, and I'll be like,
literally 2 days of water and spinach, I'm like, I am light as a feather.
But I hate it. I can't. I don't
just
have
eat arugula once.
I get
and
frustrated because I don't have the patience or like the attention. I'm like, I don't have the attention span, so then I get really mad, and then I want to scream.
That's
because
you're chilling at your house and you're not distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not distracted, or I'm distracted.
You're not distracted.
You're not distracted enough.
I know.
Girl, wash your hair.
Shut up.
No, that's a book. That's what the book's called,
girl,
right?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hair.
Wait, you know that book, right, Caroline?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the one that I've heard of it.
And we talked about the author, I think, before Caroline was on.
Watching Yellow Jackets makes you not want to eat. I'll be straight up.
Okay, maybe
I like
that.
To watch shows with people who can't eat or who are... Why? Because it's cannibalism and shit? Yeah. Oh, okay. If I watch shows with hot people, I won't eat. So I just have to make sure I watch shows with hot people.
But then after a while, I give up and I'm like,
oh, right. If I watch shows with like families and stuff like that, it makes me nauseous because I'm not used to it. Yeah, that's and like love yeah. and support. Definitely. And then I go, oh, my stomach is sick.
You're like, this and then is I don't us. Eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diet in America. Yeah.
If I watch Love on the Spectrum, I get nauseous just because I already love people on the spectrum. So
surreal.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's wrap up this segment. I feel like we screamed everything out. Should we do a little scream? Wow, ladies, I needed that. I was like, where are your kids? Oh, where's mom? She's screaming. Okay.
That is so choogy.
It's choogy, yeah.
You will not see me meeting up with a group of women that my kids go to school with their kids.
Unless like, we're no. blacking out, I will not do be not, hanging.
I will show up at the PTA. I will pay for the brownies, but yeah. I'm not showing up at no PTA.
I'll pay for the brownies, but I'm not eating them.
I'm not eating them.
Because I'm on keto by then.
I'm on keto. So,
unless
on
they
TV
have weed.
Yeah.
Then count
unless
me
they
in.
Have weed.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next segment, which is called Weird Science. Reminder that you guys can submit for Stuart's speed dating.
Oh, yeah. Reminder, submit for the speed
keep submitting. We have advice. So much good advice. But this next segment is called Weird Science. Okay, so I have a few science pieces of news.
Okay.
And you guys have to guess what I'm talking about.
Okay, I can't wait.
They range everywhere. So the first one says that the oldest animal was discovered. So like a microorganism.
Oh.
In a Siberian permafrost. How many years old do you think it is?
150,000 years old.
Too old. Good. Too old. That's so old.
100,000.
No.
85 years.
I'm not good with that.
No? You think the oldest animal is 85 years?
Not living. Or wait, it is.
It's living, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's...
It's wait. Living? I thought you said like... I thought you meant like a fossil.
No, it's not a... It's yeah. like a living organism they found
and
from...
They found it. It's living, living. And it's... How old?
It was okay. frozen old.
42
yeah.
years old.
No. What?
I don't even get the question. Is it a
3,000
fossil?
3,000 years old.
24,000 years old. No, they found the oldest living organism.
Oh.
It's 24,000 years old?
Yeah.
Now
what
I get it.
What is it on keto in Japan?
They don't smoke. They never smoke.
What is it drinking green tea and doing? What is it? Gwyneth Paltrow?
Eating bok choy and putting an egg up its fucking pussy.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about that bird they found, the fossil.
Oh, no. This is a living, like, little squirmy little thing.
It's like an amoeba.
It's a little amoeba.
It's going to be me. I'm never going to die.
I literally just say it's me.
And it was able to clone itself asexually. Now, why this is.
Goals.
Do you think they come when they have asexual sex?
Yeah. The worms.
It goes.
Fuck, yeah, close.
You have to come. You have to
don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Shit. Fuck. I lost
don't
it.
Stop, don't stop. Don't stop. Wait. You have to fertilize it. So it's got a greasy grease.
Ew. It lubes up. It takes Viagra. Right? The amoeba takes Viagra. Yeah. So what this finding could be cool for ew. Is if in the future people want to like
make clones.
Freeze themselves for the future.
Mm. Walt Disney's it could frozen be, as
what is
too.
This, Austin Powers movie?
Oh, behave.
What is this?
I would freeze myself.
The spy who shagged me?
Yeah, it is. I would freeze myself.
The like amoeba me. Who shagged himself.
Yeah, he literally...
Yo, I'd see that. I would see that.
He's literally the shit out of that. Fossil Mike Myers.
The fossil who fucked me.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah, he came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said some shit about cavemen are the enemy. And they're like, Austin, they're our friends now. Yeah, but it could be interesting research.
Yeah, that could be. That's big right there. Would you clone yourself?
I wouldn't clone myself, but I would
freeze yourself. Freeze myself, yeah,
I think. Wake me up when it's fun.
Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Wake me up when September ends. And now we know Billy Joel from Green Day is frozen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How about you? Will you freeze yourself?
No, I don't. I want to leave now. I would kill myself if it wouldn't ruin y'all's lives.
Literally. Whoa! We would do one tribute podcast.
And I would play pay you. I would have a win.
You guys would get
all, y'all.
You guys would get
these are the red flags, y'all.
Y'all would get a
if
lot.
If he eats cheese, it's red flags. If he doesn't eat cheese.
I think we can make it work. I literally think we can make it work.
I don't mean to joke about suicide. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. We were just saying, like,
No.
Why? Listen, we don't care.
No. We watch Euphoria.
We've joked about much worse.
Yeah.
Democrats.
I don't mean to joke. I do not want to freeze. What? And come back? And I already hate this generation. I'm like, oh, the social media is disgusting, darling. What am I going to do? Come back and there are people are robots? I want to be like, oh, back in my day, we used to go to the theater. We used to dress up at the theater. I'll be horrified. I don't want to be frozen.
Mm. Would you freeze yourself, Caroline?
No.
No?
Really?
Actually, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it would just be fun to stay eating.
Yeah,
or snacks and stuff, you know? They're always coming up with new snacks.
That's true.
Like, wake me up when there's a new snack.
I do love a modern snack.
They knock and they're like, hey, there's a new kind of Pop-Tart. And I wake up, I eat it.
You like, what flavor?
Yeah.
They're making MSG martinis.
And you're like, okay, sign me up.
Wake me up.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it probably
exists. Have they not thought of that?
It probably exists.
I think they do.
Oh, my God.
Caroline, so you're good, too? I'm good. I want to go out.
I'll freeze myself. There's more things I would like to see.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I would freeze myself if only for the sake of if
I've already seen every storyline on The Bachelor. I've already seen
true.
Every.
There's only one. There's one storyline. It's a guy picking
I want to see cars flying. I want to see us go. I want to live on Mars.
Cars are never going to fly, just to let you know.
Well, don't ruin my day.
Planes
I don't know.
Exist.
Yeah,
no, but it's not a car flying. I want a car to fly.
Southwest is kind of like a bus.
Spirit I can't wait till Tesla.
Spirit is literally
Tesla. I can't wait till our Greyhounds are just up in the sky, delayed.
Yeah, right? Okay, let's go to our next one. So, this one says, animals, scientists have found that 65 species of animals do this, something that we do often permitted on this podcast.
Flirt.
No. No, I don't flirt with
moan.
Anyone.
Moan.
No.
Eat.
No. No, guys, we already know they eat.
We already know they eat.
65 species of animals do this, something that before
laugh,
we thought.
Laugh.
Yes.
Aww.
Good job, Stuart.
Hyenas?
We knew that, like...
Hyenas don't laugh.
Yeah, they do, bitch.
Hyenas
no,
laugh.
They don't.
Have you ever met Whoopi Goldberg? She plays a hyena in The Lion King. I'm not being inappropriate.
She plays the head hyena.
I know.
But...
Hyenas don't laugh. That's hyenas, the sound they make when they smell blood.
That's me laughing, too.
But do they
when
have
I see a new
of,
comic
do
coming
they have
in?
A sense of humor?
When
we walk in.
When I smell... Yeah. When I smell
exactly.
Your guys' period.
Yeah. I got an IUD. I would never.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Okay, but the scientists found that a bunch of animals laughed. We knew that, like,
name five.
Orangutans laughed.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
They do.
I've never seen animals laugh. Actually, I've seen orangutans
in the zoo. Google it.
When you see them, they're probably
what other animals laugh?
Not, they don't laugh at the Bronx.
Animals don't laugh
at the Bronx. They don't laugh at the Bronx.
They say, crack, crack, crack.
They say, I got that sour.
They say, this zoo lost. Damn.
They're like, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, they don't laugh at the zoo. You ever, zoo animals are the most depressing.
They're like me.
Yeah, they're
like,
me.
It's cold.
They need Lexapro. Yeah. Well, what they also found was like
dolphins. Maybe that little sound.
I said dolphins. I said dolphins.
But they're creepy.
Dolphins
they're horny. Yeah, they're horny. They're horny.
Don't talk about my dwarf name. I would like to say something. The research. I don't think it found that they like they that you can like hear them like a dolphin laugh. I don't think it's the same. Okay. They found like the same part of our brain that we laugh in, like a rat when they tickled it also laughed in. So they laugh in different ways, but they still experience laughter.
I got rats are just on cocaine. Like, hey.
They're on coke. Well, they get fed fucking drugs all day.
They're like coke and Wendy nuggets.
Rats are like Chris Farley. Like, on fucking.
Yeah.
They're like, this is Saturday Night Live.
This one says, which billionaire, obviously.
Jeff Bezos.
No, is creating technology that will allow smartphones or your brain to control smartphones.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. I was on their website. It's called Neuralink. It seems really creepy, actually.
Oh,
it's like a
God.
Coin this big that they're going to try to put into people's brains.
Dude,
I'm not
every day.
I'm not allowing.
Y'all want to be frozen.
I would rather be frozen than have a fucking Pringle
you know,
in my brain.
People used to work at the farms. People used to wake up and work in the morning. That's why you can't go to fucking sleep. Because you're supposed to be waking up and working in the farm.
No, I can't go to sleep because there's no fucking sun and we keep doing daylight saving times and we don't fucking need it. We're not farmers. It's not agriculture.
I work at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
please.
literally let me keep my Takis. Time.
There's no food in Takis.
What was it? Wait, I was gonna say something.
So they're gonna put a quarter in your brain.
It's and it's supposed to help people who are like maybe have
autism.
Parkinson's. No. No.
Not autism. I meant Alzheimer's.
Are you Elon Musk?
Awesome.
Then.
No.
Oh.
Not you. When you interrupt every 5 seconds.
Elon?
Yes. It's
more.
Then I must ask you to shut the fuck up.
I am Elon Musk.
Oh. Hilarious. No, but it's more for like if you're like paralyzed or paraplegic. Or Stephen, like if you were Stephen Hawking, they could put it in. He could, they like could control their phones. It like, connects to your phone.
So you could be like, buy Kith Barbie.
Yeah, yeah. Without Wait having list. To type it in. But I Credit don't trust like non publicly funded entities for things like science, like that.
I know.
I'm not getting a fucking chip from Elon Musk in my brain.
Every
and I was reading an article. What happens if they lose all their money and then you just have a chip in your brain? Like, yeah. What are you just gonna track
like Peloton
me?
If they yeah. just go under? Literally. Yeah.
What if it's Elizabeth? What if it's sponsored by?
It
E-Homes?
Sounds like Elizabeth yeah. Holmes' endeavor. I'm
like
this
two
is
shows
not...
of someone dying on it and it's
I know.
Done.
Well, anytime someone tries to privately do stuff like that, I'm like the doctors have tried. There's a reason.
And they've already
like
made
the Elizabeth
shows
Holmes
about
things
it.
Didn't yeah. exist because they've tried it.
Do you guys watch Black Mirror?
Yeah, they already did that
every day. We're a Black Mirror episode. Every
so sad when he had to take it out of his brain.
When he took it out and he rewinds
and he loved
it.
Her.
Yeah, he and his bebe.
And his baby.
Why they play memories? That's
yeah.
what Elon wants to
yeah.
try to do. Is like play
yes.
memories.
Why is he trying to do that when the episode is like
when all
this
my
is
memories
what not
are
to
bad?
Do.
Yeah. yeah, when all my memories. Then you have to remember when you blacked out. Like you have to remember.
Yeah, that's actually that would be good to play the tapes
but
after
just
a blackout.
Get a GoPro.
Just get.
Just get what?
Get a GoPro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strap it to your leg and just see what happens.
I don't need a coin in my brain. I'll get a GoPro. Yeah.
Maddie's would be covered in barf.
Yeah, I watched someone rape me. I'm sorry, it happens though. I black out a lot, so it happens. What was
Maddie,
that?
Daddy, he was just a young boy. What's he mean to do it?
Brock
he
Turner.
Was lost.
The moms in the soccer field are like, he was just a young boy.
He had so much potential. He loved biology.
He was going to go to Brown for on a swimming scholarship.
She's a whore. Sorry, I didn't mean to
did you
be
see what
so
she was
abrasive
wearing?
Just now.
Okay.
I just meant blackout sex. Okay, last one.
Okay. I'm ready.
The United States leads the world in this.
We joke so we don't cry. Continue.
1,000,000%. Well, I cry too, so that's the
we
hard part.
We cry too, but not on the podcast.
No, I would literally never cry on a podcast. Imagine.
I'll cry tomorrow.
Crying on an interview, like you're on Mark Maron,
next week.
And you're like, yeah, you're it's like, just, oh my God, this is so weird. ew.
Sorry,
I will never.
I'm crying next week.
I have no emotions.
Here.
I have no emotions. U.S. leads the world in this. It's something that happens.
Rape.
probably yes.
U.S. leads the world in. Can we get one clue? I mean, like musical theater,
I
fast food, Takis.
I was gonna say something. Okay, right.
Pop tarts.
No, I was gonna say something, but then you interrupted me with a very jarring word that only I can use. No, I'm kidding. It's something that happens at the beach.
Sunblock.
Oh
no,
I know.
It's
volleyball.
No, it's an attack.
Shark attack.
Yeah, shark bites.
Baby shark. Doo.
You know why? Because we don't respect the ocean.
No, yeah. We don't.
We don't respect it.
They're just trying to throw Fijis
so
back
true.
At us.
Yeah, they're trying to give us a taste of our own medicine.
Literally.
Yeah, it's because we don't fucking, and we wade out where we're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are creating the OC instead of taking care of the ocean.
That's why there was Jaws, because Jaws was the pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe they all want to be.
My
home sharks world. Are misunderstood.
Maybe they all want to be in Jaws. Yeah. So they're like, I gotta make a
they're
moment.
Like, but you're like, LA.
Can I tell
we're
you
going
guys?
To Hollywood, babes. Yeah.
Can I tell you guys something really?
They're like, you have I'm to go to West paid. Hollywood in a penthouse, yeah. like Ashland.
Wait, can I tell you guys? So you know that sharks.
You got bit by a shark?
No, sure, I wish. Shark, because then you turn into one, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works. So sharks do bite a lot of people because they confuse you for their prey. They confuse you for a seal. So that makes sense because a lot of Americans are fat.
And I shave like a slippery seal ass to top.
Literally, sharks
ass
literally.
To ass, yeah.
Yeah. Sharks literally bite people because they confuse you for a seal.
And I'm fucking.
And you're not there. Like, think about it. No one's been eaten by a shark. You get bit and then they
and
throw it out.
Sharks in the.
Yeah. You're not in their food chain. They just confuse
like
you.
Sharks don't want a skinny European. European.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, there's no meat on this bones.
Mm-hmm. He wants a see fat me fucking it's an albino chicken wing. Seal with red yeah. with red seaweed all over it.
He's gonna think you're literally the Banicula of the sea.
Literally. He's like, oh, what's this rotisserie chicken? Yeah, yeah.
So I literally look like a chicken tender with buffalo sauce onto these to these sharks.
They think I'm a white gummy bear.
Yeah,
from Jamba Juice, yeah. honey.
They think Maddie's a talkie. They think
I'm a vanilla bean frappuccino.
They really do. I literally look like a talkie. Dude, that scares me.
Yeah.
I don't really go.
We're not. Why be scared?
Are they in the Hamptons yet? Yes, they come to the Hamptons often.
Yeah, they come to the Hamptons? Was it Shark Seinfeld?
We've literally barely stuck our one toe into the Hamptons water.
Oh, yeah, I don't even go in there. You guys, I'm like, it's too cold.
Me and Maddie just lay on the beach.
It's way
I
too fucking cold.
I love the water.
It's I know, you're like
they're at the Cape all the time, too.
What?
They love hanging out.
Other water that's too cold for me.
She looks like an albino seal as well.
She literally looks like a cup of ramen.
I was going to say she looks like a powdered donut.
She's like a s'mores pop. Y'all together look like a s'mores pop tart.
Yeah. Swimming among Americans is like a trip to 7-Eleven. You're Jesus. Yeah. I don't swim in, like, the only water in ocean I'll really swim in is if it's fucking clear, like Aruba. Mm. I don't really swim in, like, it's too cold for me. Yeah. Even Jersey's too cold for me.
In the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really cold for me.
You're a pussy.
I am.
Yeah.
I like when you get going just for a second and then you, like, let the sun dry you when it's really
it's
hot out.
It's too cold
out.
For me.
No, but it's so cold, but then you can...
True.
Because I can't handle it when it's too hot.
I think also, like, I wear so much sunscreen on the beach that I'm like, if I go in, I'm going to have to re-put sunscreen
on. Yeah, you probably look like an albino.
I'm really pale.
That's
Kate. You get, like, skin cancer in, like, 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds.
Like, yeah. Maddie, like, doesn't rub her sunscreen in either.
Yeah, you don't. You don't care.
I just put so much on.
Like you're fucking in Lord of the Flies and war paint on.
I just put so much on that at a certain point it's not rub-inable. Especially that 100 SPF the in the summer with the zinc.
With the zinc.
I look like a lifeguard from Baywatch.
But I like rub my... You look like a lifeguard that ran through powder.
Like the Baywatch lifeguard that's on the wait list.
I look like a mime acting as a Baywatch lifeguard.
Like, you look like you threw cocaine. You look like Scarface if Scarface was on Baywatch.
Listen, I'm not going to the beach to get fucked. I'll tell you that much. I'm just like, is it
said rubbed? No one ever.
I'm like, is it rubbed in? You guys are like, no. I'm like, hey, let's go.
I know. You have your fucking big ass baby hat on.
I know, dude. I don't mess.
You look like that little baby with the dog is pulling
baby.
Her underwear.
A copper tone baby. Except that baby has a sunburn and I don't.
I always wanted to be that for Halloween.
That's a good one.
Show your ass.
Do you wear like an oversized dog? Oversized shirt too?
I don't
at
wear
the beach?
A shirt. No, your sister had that sunscreen shirt. I wear this.
A rash.
My sister wears like a full
rash guard.
She's like, it's from J. Crew. It like really blocks the sun.
I just have so much spray tan on, I barely get sunburned.
Yeah.
Because I get so much spray tan.
I don't have these problems, guys.
No, I would love to live one
you
day in
the
life.
You don't know what it's
life.
Like to be white, okay?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Ugly in the sun.
You have to
We're
put
ugly.
Sunscreen on and lose your accents. Your southern accent.
That brings us to our topics. Actually, no, let's go into Caroline's Corner and then we'll go into what topics.
Oh my God.
Let's go to the beach. Sorry.
Let's get away.
Hey,
what you gonna say? Gotta drink. How's my life? These bitches are made it.
Have to come by.
2012, I'm wearing business casual in a club. Hey. Ew, I was so ugly in college and yesterday.
I was so ugly in college and today. Continue.
With your feathered hair.
In college,
feathered hair.
I know. And then, like, freshman year, I was wearing, like, flats to the
freshman
club.
Freshman year,
flats.
I was wearing so, Ann Taylor Loft, so like, a blouse.
And the chunkiest turquoise
and the
necklace.
No.
And I did, like,
side bangs in a bun.
Yeah.
The feathered hair.
A monogrammed necklace.
The feathered hair. Look.
Ew.
Okay, anyway.
I can't even think about those times. Your friend's like, I have this shirt. It's a literal blouse.
It's literally from Ann Taylor.
They're like, oh, it's cute.
Okay.
Trash. Flats. Flats to a bar.
So fucking funny.
I mean,
funny.
You're a working girl. That's what happens.
That's better than those fucking, remember those Jeffrey Campbells that everyone had?
With the wooden heel?
Yes.
I still have them. I still have them. have them.
No, you don't.
What are they? I swear, I'll send you a picture.
If you wore those, I'd be like, wait, RuPaul, where are you?
What are they, wedges? Are they wedges?
No.
No.
Because I had the wedges that were like a little bit like rubbery wedge.
Their heels like this, and then they have a platform.
It's like a platform. Yeah. It looks like the shoe chair.
Yeah, it does.
And it's like a huge Shepherd Campbell. They had them in every color.
I'm picturing you in like stilettos, and Ashley.
I would just teeter.
I've never pictured it. Interesting.
I did flats like a fucking ass.
I don't remember. I don't think I worked.
I had those little booties that were like wedges, and the wedge part was like a little rubbery.
I had like
and
they were like
green
wedges.
And they tied up like little medieval elves shoes. The green wedge.
Yes.
Like the suede wedge.
Yes, I'm familiar.
That I had kitten heels too, though.
Ew, don't not ever say kitten heels in my presence. You fucking lesbo. Kitten heels are horrifying.
Better than flats. Better than your little flats.
I would actually take flats over kitten heels.
I love a kitten heel.
You can't
heel.
See me what? I don't mind a cute kitten. I mean, it has to be Sarah Jessica Parker.
They're coming back.
Are they?
Kitten heels?
People have been saying that for 15 years.
Yeah, small heels.
You know who says that? Yeah, people who wear kitten heels.
Caroline's Corner, would you wear kitten heels?
That's what it should be, honestly. But it was... No. If you guys... Because we had an article that we found about baby talk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no. You know, like... And I had a feeling you probably wouldn't do it. But I feel like everybody has a baby talk voice deep down.
I definitely have a baby talk.
What is your baby talk voice?
I do.
Mine is
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I'll mimic whatever the way people are talking to me talk to me.
You actually kind of talk in baby talk a lot.
I was gonna say all the
with
time.
Who, you guys? Yeah, because you're babies. Because you need to be coddled.
Yes. You'll go. Give me. Can I have it?
True.
Stop it.
I guess I do a little baby talk.
But when you see a dog.
Like romantically.
I'll baby talk with Kate sometimes. I'm going to be fucking real here.
That's so cute.
My baby talk is me going, I'm so raspy.
A sex baby? Okay.
I feel like I turn into a baby talk when they try to... I don't like dirty talk at all. So like when they try to dirty talk with me, I feel like I turn into a baby. I'm like, yeah. Oh. Like,
oh.
I don't know. I don't
what
really...
What pedophile shit? What Jeffrey Epstein shit is going on in your
triple
mouth?
Triple D tits. I'm like,
yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I don't really baby talk.
I don't really baby talk at all.
I baby talk.
You guys are lying.
I don't even.
What about if you see a baby or like a dog?
I'd be like, oh,
it's the same voice. Yeah, there you go.
I don't think Stuart baby talks.
I really don't.
Because Stuart doesn't even watch cartoons.
Right, that's true.
I'll baby talk occasionally. Like
you baby talk.
Like
there you go.
Yeah, I put myself back in relationship mode. Lately, I've been a boss bitch. I'd remember who I was with that.
I baby talk sometimes. I'm like, oh, Mach, can you give me that? Like, I baby talk.
Oh, yeah, I would be like, Dada.
But you talk to me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, baby talk.
I baby talk with boys.
You talk to me, Mach.
But it's like when I'm fully in a relationship.
Yeah,
not early on.
No, because then you ruin the sex like that.
Right.
You got to be careful.
I don't even say like babe or like honey.
I don't.
But you're Southern. You guys are not really like.
I never. Or like sweetie.
What do you call your boyfriends?
Bestie.
I don't call
bank.
Their name.
Chase.
You probably call them bestie.
She doesn't call them. She doesn't have one.
True.
But what did you call your boyfriends like?
Their name. Their first and their last.
I didn't even call my
ex boyfriend.
This is
an interview
name.
At fucking JP Morgan.
No, I would not call them like babe or honey. Or like I would love to be the. I would. My next boyfriend, I'm gonna call him babe. Like,
you should, babe.
Babe.
But babes would ask, like, babes.
Oh, babes
that's
is funny.
So European, so like London. Babes.
Babes.
I like that.
Essex. Babes. Essex.
My ex and I would call each other Snugglebug.
Who?
Who calls who Snugglebug?
Wait, what?
But it was like funny. We were being funny.
Who'd you call Snugglebug?
My ex and I.
Oh, now every time I see him, I'm going to go, hello, Snugglebug.
He'll be like,
all my boyfriends call me Stu, and then I call them their name.
Yeah.
Do you baby talk?
Yeah. I baby talk to my dog for sure.
Uh huh.
And my nephew for sure.
Yeah, but men.
And
men.
Yeah.
I have to be really comfortable.
Me too.
And I'm like,
like you won't catch me on a.
Wait! I want to hear your baby talk. What is
no,
it?
I'm
yeah, go ahead.
No, don't make me do it. No, I feel like I just get like. I don't know.
I'll be like, we baby talk.
I'm like, no.
That's like, not baby talk. Or like, wait a minute.
What is that? What do you mean baby talk?
What about like
I don't do voices. This is why I only did improv 1 through 3. Like, this is not right.
To go deeper, you said, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
You never show
That's
love.
Why you don't watch cartoons either.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, give me some coffee, please. Yeah.
My baby talk is, have you seen Yellow Jackets? We're like, each other. It's amazing.
I can't picture Stuart baby talking.
Me neither.
I really don't. I can't picture Stuart being soft. I'm not trying to be cool. I wish I could be more vulnerable, but I can't.
Well, that's how cool you are. I'm a fucking loser. I just told you I called someone a snuggle bug.
Or I do it to like,
and people look at me like I deserve to die.
I would not want to freeze myself if that was my truth.
But doing baby talks, sometimes you can evade.
I thought you were
going to
say freeze my eggs. What'd you say, Caroline?
Sorry. Sometimes you can evade responsibility if you act like a child.
Oh,
oh, for sure. I'm stupid.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You know I have anxiety.
Like,
sorry. Can you just please do that for me? Yeah. Please do that for me.
Sorry.
Can you schedule my haircut?
Yeah.
I can't believe Caroline did not baby talk with us.
On this
I did.
No.
I just did.
No, you go, ah.
Yeah, you said.
No, I was just doing it before.
Let's see. Let's hear it.
I feel like you do a little like,
I want to watch Summer House.
I want to watch TV.
So yeah, I can see her doing it.
All right, yeah.
Aw, cute.
But in the morning, like, if you want to get him some of breakfast, do baby talk?
I'm like, hello. Hello.
So are men, are you guys having sex with men that baby talk?
No, like relationships.
But the man does it too?
No, I don't fuck. I don't, I'm not talking about having sex with, I'm talking about like a relationship.
I know, with the guys.
We're not talking having sex with babies.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
I never had sex.
I would.
I've never had sex with that baby.
If the rules were different.
I never had sex with that baby, I swear. But listen.
I did not have sexual relationships.
You guys are hooking up with, dating, being in a relationship with, you're going, me.
Yes, yes.
Is there a man that's going, cow wine?
Not cow wine.
But sometimes they'll soften their language.
They like do like the baby slump, like, or like, you know, yeah.
This is Stuart's American Horror Story.
It's cute.
That's what I'm just saying.
Oh God,
are you gonna be sick?
I don't know. I don't know. My parents hated each other. I've never seen this kind of
interesting.
Mine liked each other for a second.
I've never seen displays really of know. This at all.
Yeah,
I've never even seen my parents together.
Even on TV, like the King of Queens is just them yelling at each other.
Right, you don't see it on TV that much.
Baby talk.
Yeah,
let's bring it back. Let's do a show.
Yeah, it's just Leah Remini yelling at Kevin.
Yeah, it's just Leah Remini being like, "I fucking hate you. You're literally hideous. And I'm gorgeous.
And your fat ass to the UPS
Scientology. You idiot. I'm a boss bitch."
Well, let's move on to our topics. Thank you, Caroline.
Sorry,
for
I didn't mean to be cruel. I'm just shook.
No,
right
that's
now.
It's okay.
It's all right. You're mean. We know you.
We're not. I was curious.
We all know you're mean.
I just want to.
That's your reputation.
Be this vulnerable. I just can't.
That's what.
It's literally fine.
The more you know. Yeah. I didn't know.
I'll just stick with saying sucky on the podcast.
Sucky, yeah, sucky works. And that's baby talk. Women are screaming. Let's talk about the Southern accent, getting rid of it.
Yes.
Stuart has a
now
Southern
this
accent.
This is my baby talk. I want to talk about.
Yeah. Now you have your chance to talk. Maybe you don't do baby talk because you're ashamed of who you are.
That's so true. Long story short, I lost my Southern accent when I was very young because I was in theater and they beat it out.
Oh,
they would be like,
yeah.
Do not have your Southern accent. Because we all sounded like, we were like, in 1956, blah, blah, blah. We would just go on and on.
It's literally
Southern
Chicago.
literally. We'd be like, he had it coming.
All that jazz.
And boom, all that bang, jazz.
Cicero.
Slip shits. So my whole family has Southern accents. When I was very little, the theater people beat it out of me. And then I remember thinking, I want to sound smart, so I'm going to get rid of my Southern
That's
accent.
That's what this girl was talking
very
about.
Very young. And a lot of my friends from like growing up kind of don't have it that bad. I also think we grew up with like a lot of TV and movies and like,
true.
That kind of stuff. And you try to sound, you know, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to sound like Summer from the OC because I look like her, you know, it was just like one of those things. Rachel Bilson.
No, you look like Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I look like Sydney Sweeney at the time. It was a few years ago before I had my face transplant. Anyways, that being said, I got rid of my Southern accent. Then I moved to New York and I was like, oh my God, that would have made me sound super hot if I had my Southern accent back. So
and unique.
Can you get it back?
Yeah, I was going to say, can't you get it back?
Or have you talked it out of yourself?
Sometimes when I'm drunk or something, I'll dip into it. I can't say pan.
And you say man.
I can't say I can't even say it. I can't say pen. I have to say pen. I can't say pen.
I think so I think you have trouble with the EN.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Man. Yeah. So I say pen.
Man. I like that though.
And man.
Yeah. You saying pen, nice. Trying to say pen sounds like Emma Watson doing an American accent.
Literally, she's like, I want to rob.
She's so, dude, she's, what are you doing?
She's so bad.
Yeah.
Perks of Being a Wallflower. She's like, yeah. We are the lucky ones.
Life is infinite.
Life is.
I have a New York accent, and I used to not know it. I used to not know I had an accent
until all the white people came.
Yeah, exactly.
Until justification. Your accent, it's so novel.
They were like, your accent is thick.
Huh? I was trying to do your accent, but I realized I'm probably not supposed to do that. Cancel me.
Cancel me.
My new kink
is getting canceled. I'm like, bring it fucking
You're
on.
Obsessed with getting canceled.
Ever since I asked the crystal ball.
You're edging.
You're manifesting it.
I'm literally edging.
You're manifesting it by being so scared of it.
Right. I know
do
I
am. Accent.
Do my accent.
That's how I sound?
That's how I sound?
That's you. That's how I sound, amiga?
Okay, you see, you are racist.
I'm not
you
racist.
Are.
I, that's what I heard.
You are not. That's how I was able
to. Do not throw me under the bus.
I thought you wanted to be canceled.
I do, but I don't. I'm edging. I'm trying not. I don't want to happen now, but.
Anyway,
so that when it does happen, it's an explosion.
What'd you say? I wish I'd kept my southern accent.
But everyone likes your accent.
Some.
People like how you say exactly.
I do pronounce exactly correctly.
I like that.
Exactly.
I say exactly.
Exactly. I say exactly.
You guys say instead of disgusting, I'm like, it's disgusting.
Oh, okay.
That's disgusting. Why I can't baby talk. Disgust. I'm too good at enunciating because I went to drama school.
Yeah, I think you trained yourself out of baby disgusting. Talk.
I went to drama school.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way I red pronounce things,
the lips, disgusting. The teeth, the tip of the tongue.
I went to a different kind of drama.
To sing solemn silence on a dog.
Yellow leather, red leather.
He who hath proclaimed thy doubt in thy head will be the first one to go with the madam to bed.
I just made that up. Wow. What about this one? I'm on Wild and Out.
What about this one? All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot.
Oh,
that's a hard one.
All I
can barely
is a
even say
it's hard.
I can barely say English words.
What about unique New York? Unique New York.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York.
Now we sound like.
Do you have an accent?
I think so. Yeah,
I think so.
She just talks crazy.
You have a little bit.
She just talks crazy all the time.
She does.
How do I talk crazy?
You watch her TikToks and she's like, "Hey, I'm Maddie Ann Flower."
I get nervous when I talk to.
I feel like
Maddie
be like,
say stuff in a funny accent because I get
Maddie
nervous.
Maddie be like, "Motherfuckers!"
You be like, "I got that gluck gluck." I'm meow.
Wait, am I a fucking e-girl?
No.
Am I annoying? You guys still haven't answered that question, so I've been
Nobody
thinking about
answer.
It ever since.
Nobody
You're
answer.
An e-girl.
Nobody
You're
answer.
A visco girl. I'm kidding.
Visco.
Am I annoying? Come on.
If you ask this again, I will
yes
say
or no.
Do you think I have an accent?
Are you,
like when
like
I talk
buffalo.
Regular, like, oh, let me pretend to talk. Oh, these Takis are really good. Do you like them too?
You have a little bit of like a Buffalo accent.
Really?
Like, or like it like teeters on Midwestern.
But I was talking to Stuart and she said like if Ashlyn comes over, then she has to bring a burrito because does it sound weird or regular?
Wait, she's even being that? Racist in her.
This is just, that's her accent. That's her accent.
That's a textbook set.
She's
that's
the
accent.
Text.
Yeah.
It's a
I'm not racist.
Sentence.
It's just my accent.
Yeah.
You guys have called me racist a few times and I feel like you colluded together this week to cancel me.
We're giving you what you want. Happy birthday.
Present from us to you.
Think it's Midwestern?
My family has really bad accents. You're like they'll be like, I bought my cat had to go to the vet today because he was screaming and crying
down.
Like flat.
Flat.
The A's are flat.
Flat.
But so are New Yorkers.
My sister calls me Maddie. Maddie.
But I call you Maddie too.
No, you don't. You say
yes,
Maddie.
I do.
Say no, you
say
Maddie.
Maddie. That's what I say.
Maddie.
I say Maddie.
No, but you don't. No, it's bad. It's like Maddie.
Carol,
I say Maddie.
You sort of have
Maddie.
Caroline has an accent.
I feel like I have a Long Island accent.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
In the morning, I feel like I have a Long Island accent.
In the morning, I do. I'm like, you want some coffee?
Yeah, in the morning she does. She's in the morning. Coffee. She's like, do you want coffee? Cuomo's in jail. Thank God.
What bastard.
What other topics did we have? A baby's born in Bethlehem.
We gotta go soon, yeah, because I don't soon. Need you in the car yelling at me like you always do.
Don't fucking act. She messed me with that.
She messed me with that. She'd be in the back like, screaming. What time are we gonna get there?
Women's parking lots.
I touched your knee a lot. I hope that's not inappropriate.
Someone commented, you know, Ashley is Hispanic because she touches Stuart's knee a lot.
Yeah.
What? I said Hispanic doesn't equal gay, but
sometimes it does.
Sometimes, a lot of the time.
Ricky Martin over there.
Yeah. Ricky Martin.
Nah, y'all with your Ellen DeGeneres. Demi Lovato. That's the gayest of the gay.
Demi Lovato, they them.
Don't do that.
Demi what?
Che Diaz, that's you. Don't say your own name.
Again? You're going to be disrespectful here again.
I said I was Miranda. She has the worst teeth in TV history.
Yeah, literally.
They and the worst
like,
wig.
They look like
and worst the worst wig.
They look like corn.
I'm not like Cynthia. I know you're in a period piece, The Gilded Age, on HBO.
Which she's so bad in. I watched it. She's so bad.
Don't tell me it's bad.
I've
been excited for this show for years.
I will say it was a little bit of a letdown, but I'll keep watching it. Okay.
All right.
No, I did hear it's worse than Downton Abbey.
It's worse than Downton Abbey. But still fun. But seeing Cynthia Nixon in it, you're like, shut up.
She had a good year.
I know.
She had a very good year.
She's just thrilled she's not president or whatever.
Yeah, whatever she went for. Governor. That was weird, by the way.
I voted for her.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
You guys aren't registered to vote. Yeah.
I actually was registered to vote at that point.
Me too. I feel like was a Republican, but he never told me straight. I would be like, are you Republican? He's like, I don't remember. I registered in Virginia.
People from Virginia are fucking right? Republican.
Yeah, like that's he's Republican.
Yeah. All right. Where can we? I feel like that's our pod.
Okay.
I didn't even ask about the parking lot.
Everyone, say a Republican that you've dated.
Okay. Come on. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, Kate.
Oh, you're from me.
Yeah.
Kate
she's
money,
rich.
Honey.
Yeah.
I have never dated a Republican.
Yes, you have.
No.
Yeah, you have.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you have.
I don't think I have it, but I think the rich guy I went on a date with 2 weeks ago is.
Wow.
Ooh,
I've really never dated a Republican.
He said something about that West Virginia governor who bought the spending plan is his hero. And I was like, oh, you're a Republican.
Yeah.
You know, that Joe Manchin or whatever his name is.
No, in the wheelchair.
They're all the same.
That's the Texas.
My first kiss was the Democratic governor of Arkansas's grandson.
What?
Oh, I thought it was going to stop at the, yeah. at the camp.
It was Bill. His name was Bill.
Billion.
And we were in love. And I did baby talk with him when he put a cigar in my pussy. Anyways, you can find me at Stuart and Chill.
You can find me at Cigar and Puss. You can find me at Ashley Sazano.
Where can we find?
You can find me at Cassie27.
You can find us all at that time of the week. H here every week, down yonder. Let's go.
It's that time of the week, and you can find me freezing myself for the next 24,000 years.
And coming back and still sounding like that.
Hey, howdy, y'all. You doing good?
Like, they'll be like, oldest accent in the world. Most insane accent
most
ever.
Most insane, mentally
most
not
racist
well.
Accent.
All
in the
right,
world.
Enough with that.
All right, all right.
You're manifesting something we don't need in the air right now. The more you say
it,
the more.
That's our show.
That's our show. Bye.
Bye. Bye.